Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. This is Elder Cupertard, Watchman on the Wall, End Time, Global Link Ministry. Glad to be with you this afternoon, coming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let you know that he is real, and he's alive. He's been gone for 2,000 years. Jesus left this earth about 32 A.D. on the top of the Mount of Olives. And he told his disciples, I want you to go back down in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, and you shall be a witness for me, a witness, a witness, a witness, a witness for me to the uttermost parts of the earth. Because I'm going to give you the power to be an example of what I've done, what I'm going to do in the past, in the present, and in the future. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I'm here to tell you I'm the watchman on the wall looking for his second return. He's coming back again, power and great glory. But before he comes back to the earth, listen to me now. Before he comes back to the earth, there's going to be a seven-year tribulation up on the earth in which the Antichrist will come first before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. I want you to dwell on that. Jesus Christ will not come back to this earth until the seven-year tribulation is over. But the Antichrist will come before the tribulation, because when he comes, it's going to start off the seven-year tribulation in which God is going to judge the world through the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation, during the seven-year tribulation period, after the church is raptured up. I want you to get this now, because a lot of people confuse on this eschatology or end-time message, what God is going to do in the end time. And we are living in the last days. We are living in the last generation. This is the last generation up on the earth that's getting ready to start up any time now, any time. Because the rapture of the church is just around the corner. We are living in that time now in which Jesus Christ said there's going to be a time of trouble like never before upon this earth, because the earth, the world is getting ready to be judged. And just before I go into the message, I want you to bow your heads in prayer. Father, we come to you right now in Jesus' name, thanking you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We ask you right now through your power of the power of the Holy Ghost, through your shed blood on Calvary's cross, speak through me, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, that I can speak to somebody in these last and evil days to come to Christ before it's too late. If they miss the rapture, oh Heavenly Father, we know that they will have to face the Antichrist and go through the tribulation period, and by the grace of God that they will make it. But we ask you right now, save those that need to be saved, those that come to thee. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood right now, in Jesus' name. Yes, sir, this is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. And I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia, on Block Pop Radio, coming on your radio to let you know, amen, there's hope to the world. The hope to the world is that Jesus Christ is coming again to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's coming to get a born-again, baptized believer washed in the blood. And he's going to rapture the body of Christ. No denomination will be ever mentioned when Christ comes back again. The only thing, the only way, the only hope we have is through the burial, the suffering, and the resurrection of our Lord in Jesus Christ. For without the shedding of blood, of Jesus Christ's blood being shed on the cross, there would be no hope for the world. There will be no hope for the souls of men to be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. It's not going to be no denomination to get you to heaven. It's going to be your mama or your daddy or your sister. It's not going to be your status quo. It's not going to be your looks. It's not going to be the race or color of skin you have. It's going to be by the blood of Jesus Christ that only an individual can enter into the kingdom of God is through knowing what it is to be born again, not born of the flesh and blood, but born of the Spirit of God through Jesus Christ and his resurrection on the third day morning. He got up out the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And we're going to talk about something this evening, and I'm going to pinpoint you down to the T, down to the T. Before Christ comes back to the earth, the Antichrist must come first. And he's coming. He's alive today on the planet. And through the word of God, I'm going to show you by the Spirit of God, I'm going to show you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ that he is on the earth now and he's getting ready to come on the scene, because we are absolutely living in the last days just before what? The rapture. The rapture is before the tribulation. There's a pre-rapture in which Christ will remove the body of Christ from this earth, including all those that are saved around the world. Listen to me now. Around the world. God's got people on every continent, on every island. Somebody knows him in the pardon of their sin. And when Jesus Christ comes, he's going to blow the trumpet and descend from heaven with a shout, and the voices of archangels shall blow the trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall ever, ever so be with the Lord now and forevermore. Praise God, praise God. Amen. I want to let you know the Antichrist is on the planet right now. He's alive, and I'm going to look in the Word of God and show you exactly what's getting ready to happen on this planet. I want you to pray with me. I want you to get your Bibles out. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Daniel. I want you to turn to the book of Daniel, because Daniel tells you about exactly what would happen coming to the close of the sixth millennium. We're in the 21st century now, and 6,000 years are almost fulfilled, and it's going to be fulfilled just as we go into this lesson this right now, because Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right now. And I want to let you know again and again and again, the Antichrist is here. He's a full-grown man here. He's been on this earth ever since 19. Listen to me. Listen to me good. He was born in 1968, June the 30th. He was born. And I'm going to show you through God's word and my studying and my guidance by the Spirit of God. He is here, and he's waiting for one thing to happen. He wants to come on the scene right now. He's not been hidden, but he has not been talked about, because people seem like they are scared to realize that God can reveal to men and to prophets and to seers exactly what's going to happen in this last and evil days. Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ was spoken about the prophets all through the Old Testament, where he was going to be born, how long he was going to be here, what was he going to do here. He wrote it all through the Bible, from Genesis to the book of Revelation, exactly when Christ was going to come back, when he was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And guess what? Guess what? It happened 2,000 years ago. 4,000 years of biblical Old Testament prophecy spoke of how he was going to be born and what he was going to do, what he was going to eat, what he was going to do is suffer and die on Calvary. The Bible tells you exactly down to the T, cross the I and dot the I and do the semicolon exactly until he was born. And guess what? It happened. Jesus Christ was came, born in Bethlehem of Judea, wrapped in swaddling clothes. It took him 4,000 years for him to get down here. 4,000 years of Old Testament history. And when he got here, the world rejected him. He came to his own received him not. But as many received him, give them power to become the sons of God. He's the only way and the only unique, extravagant way that God can redeem man was through his son, Jesus Christ, which is himself. It took God himself to become man. When he became man, he gave his own name, and his own name was Jesus Christ. Jesus means Savior, and Christ means anointed. He anointed himself to become the Son of Man, the Son of God, the everlasting Father. God himself manifests himself in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory, coming back again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle, and everyone that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I'm here to tell you, get ready, saints. Get ready, those that know him in the pardon of your sin. And I'm not talking about just going to church. I'm not just talking about being a good person. I'm talking about repenting of your sins and turning from your wicked ways and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ so that the blood of Jesus Christ can wash you and cleanse you and sanctify you and justify you, because when the trumpet blow, only those that's going is those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm talking about the royal Lamb. I'm talking about the Lamb of God. I'm talking about the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world for our sins and for our degradation and for our depravity. Jesus Christ died for him. Nobody else died. Nobody else died for mankind but Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, get ready, because I want you to turn to your book. I want you to turn to the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, one of the most unique chapters in the Bible, because every chapter in the Bible is unique. But this here talks about, amen, the end time Antichrist. The end time Antichrist is here on the earth right now. And through the book of Daniel, I'm going to try to show you exactly where he's coming from, what country, where he's coming from, how long will he reign upon this earth. Amen. When will he come? What did the Bible say? What will happen just before he comes? So let's get into it right now. We're going to go to the book of the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel is known as the judge. And the judge means that Daniel was a judge through the power of God Almighty, because he was the judge of Israel and he's the judge of the Gentile nation. And in the book of the 7th chapter of Daniel, he gives exactly what was going to happen in the last days. Now let's read this very slowly. Amen. I'm going to try to get through this whole session. Amen. I want you to really, really dig down into this 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. He says here, Daniel was in the Babylonian captivity. And while he was in the Babylonian captivity, he saw dreams and visions and revelations that would tell us about the end time prophecy, what would happen in the end of what? The end of the age. The end of the age, meaning the end of what? The time in which Satan will be done away with, in which sin will be done away with, in which the end time represents that the devil is coming to the close of his episodes that he has been doing for the last 6,000 years. And the only thing Satan has been doing is destroying people's souls and captivating them and killing, robbing, and destroying. And that's what he's doing today. He's trying to wipe out the whole human race. But he can't do it because God still got some people on this earth. And ever since the beginning of time, God has chosen men out of darkness into the marvelous light by his wonderful grace for those that really love God, those that really want God, those that really want to repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways. Because let me tell you, God gives humanity a choice. God give humanity a choice to choose whom he or she or they want to serve. God is giving man a choice. He had given man a choice for the last 6,000 years. He said, if you do good and righteously, I will bless you. If you rebel against me, I will bring judgment upon you. And the world is saying today that they don't need God. I don't want God. God is dead. God is a cripple. God is mean. God is cruel. Well, God is not cruel. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of long suffering. He's a God that's willing enough to give up his own life. God himself gave up his life through Jesus Christ. And I know you can't kill God. But since Jesus Christ was God Almighty in the flesh, he died in the flesh. But you can't kill God. God have no beginning and he have no end. He is self-existent. And he knew before the foundations of the world, if he put man upon earth made after his likeness and after then he would fall. But before he made man, he knew that he was going to fall. He knew that he had a redeemer. He knew that he had a sacrifice like never before. He knew that he would have to sacrifice himself, but he had to give man the opportunity to test him and to give him opportunity to choose the way you want to live. And most people today want to live the way they want to live. They don't want to live the way God wants you to live. And since God is a holy God, he's a righteous God, he's a just God, he's a forgiving God, he's a holy, holy, holy God. And one thing God can't stand, he can't stand sin. And we know where sin came from. Sin came from Lucifer. Uh-oh. Lucifer. Lucifer, the son of the morning. He was a great cherubim. He was a great creation of God, spoken into existence, and he made him the head of all the angelic billions of angels that God created in heaven, billions of angels. And Lucifer was the head of all the angels. He was the director of the choir towards the angels to give God the praises. He was the protector of God's throne. He was the second in command under God. He was always under God because he was created by God. In other words, creation means to take nothing and create something by speaking it into existence. So Lucifer was spoken into existence. And when he was spoken into existence, he was spoken into existence, and God gave him a name called Lucifer, which means the son of the morning. Son of the morning. He was a bright, glorified angel that God created to give him jurisdiction over the angels of heaven and give him the ability to be a choir director and be over the music and praises to God in heaven. Lucifer. He was the mighty angel that had a choice. He had a choice to stay under the jurisdiction and under the power and under the direction of God Almighty, or he had a decision to try to overthrow God's kingdom. And that's what happened. Lucifer tried to overthrow God, a holy God, a loving God, a merciful God, a forgiving God. And when man was created out of the dust of the earth and Lucifer fell, when Lucifer fell, he headed for the Garden of Eden. And when God created Adam and Eve, to make a long story short, God created Adam and Eve, put them in the garden and told them that out of all the trees in the garden you can freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat it. Don't touch it. Don't bother it. Don't get no ideas to even try to disobey me. For the day you eat the tree thereof, you will surely die. You will be cut off from God Almighty. You will lose your relationship with God Almighty, Adam and Eve. Don't do it. Adam, you are the head of creation. Eve, you are the helpmate to Adam. Y'all can eat of all the over the trees in the garden, but don't touch the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. In other words, you're going to be on your own. You're going to be your own little God. You can make your own little decision. If you are cut off from me, you're going to lose your relationship. Ooh, my God, lose your relationship. In other words, cut off from the blessings and the love and the mercy of God. And Lucifer, who is alive today, he's the first power of the air. And he's roaring like a lion. He's destroying the souls of men. He's damning anybody that gets in his way. He can't do nobody no good, and he's only nothing but pure evil. He don't care nothing about nobody. He don't care nothing about babies. He don't care nothing about the soul of man. He wants to destroy the soul of man because he knows he's headed for the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. He knows that he's going to suffer in the lake of fire forever. And he wants to take everybody with him because he hates God. He hates God's creation. He hates man because man is made in the likeness and the image of God. And God loves man. God wants to save man. God wants to give man an opportunity to be reestablished with his son Jesus Christ through the blood of the cross. The burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can come back in the right relationship with God is through. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. No denomination, no occults, no gods, no entities, no religion can bring man back to God. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ, his suffering, his death, his miracles, his birth, all that. Amen. It's a whole plan that God had to bring man back to God. And somebody will tell you, look like God done failed, but God haven't failed. Man has failed. Man has been disobedient. Man has lost his mind. Man is cussing God. Man don't want nothing to do with God. Man wants to try to get along without God, but he can't get along without God. And one thing about it, he can't go to heaven. He can't even think about heaven until he make up his mind to do what? Repent and turn from your wicked ways, your wicked thoughts, your iniquities and your transgressions. Turn from the wickedness of Lucifer and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your personal savior into your life. I ain't talking about around your life. I'm not talking about underneath your life. I'm talking about Jesus Christ living in you through the Holy Spirit. If you have not the Spirit of Christ in you, you don't belong to him. You have to be sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior, your father is the devil. Your father is the devil, and we know that the devil is a liar, and he's a liar in the beginning, and the devil don't want nothing to do with Jesus Christ. He's afraid of him. He trembles at his name. He shakes at the name of Jesus. Why? Because he knows that's the only one that he never can defeat. He never can defeat Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is who? God Almighty, the one that made the heavens and earth, the one that made the sea, the one that made the animals, the one that made Adam and Eve, the one that brought us on down to this present 2021. And now, what we're going to let you know tonight is you study with me in the Word of God. We're going to let you know before Christ comes back to this earth, before the rapture of the church, because the church cannot be raptured up unless the Antichrist is here. Woo! The Antichrist has to be alive today and a full-grown man, and he must be in office right now in order for the rapture of the church occur. Because right after the rapture of the church occur, guess what? Within 14 days, the Antichrist, within a 7 weeks time or 14 days, the Antichrist will appear. And when he appears, he'll come on the peace platform. He will come saying to the world, to the whole round world that he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which will be a big lie. And the people today is looking for the Messiah. The Jewish people are looking for their Messiah. And when this false Messiah come on and come on the scene, they're going to believe that he is the true Messiah, which he will not be the true Messiah. But God is going to let the Jewish nation go through another Holocaust to prove to them for the last 2,000 years, they have rejected the true Messiah. So he's going to give them an opportunity to receive the true Messiah by the Antichrist coming in, and they'll find out that this Antichrist is not the true Jesus Christ, and God is going to reveal them the true Christ. So what I'm trying to tell you, listen to what Daniel has to say over 2,600 years ago. That's a long time. That's 2 millenniums and a half. Daniel spoke this, 2,600 years ago. He said, if it come to the close of the age, the Antichrist is going to arrive, and when he arrives, he's going to come with hell. He's going to rip this planet apart. He's going to deceive many. He's going to have many people fooled like a fool, like a fool. And he's fooling people every day. Every day he's fooling people and damning their souls into hell because they will not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And Satan knows if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sin and turn from your wicked ways and believe on Christ alone, nobody else alone, that he really died for you. He suffered for you. He bled for you. He put the nails through his hand for you, his feet. They crucified him. They crucified the Son of God. They crucified God in the flesh. And by crucifying him in the flesh, Jesus Christ shed his blood through God Almighty himself and opened up a fountain filled with blood flowed from Emmanuel's vein. If the sinner fall beneath the flow, he'll lose all his guilty stain. You can be saved and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ and nothing else. You can't be sanctified by the Pope. You can't be sanctified by the cardinals. You cannot be sanctified by the bishop. You cannot be sanctified by the preacher. You cannot be sanctified by your mama, your daddy, your sister, or your money, or your cars. You cannot be sanctified by your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You cannot be sanctified but one way, the blood of Christ, the crucified one. Here we go now. We're getting ready to go and let you know what Daniel saw 2,600 years ago. He's in Babylon now. And this is what the 7th chapter says in Daniel, the judge. He said, in the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my night vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven stole upon the great sea. The fourth beast came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first beast was like a lion. The lion represented Babylon, had eagle wings. And I beheld the wings thereof were plucked. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given into it. This first beast was a lion. It represented Babylon. And it says, and the lion's wings was plucked. What you mean? I'm talking about Belshazzar. Belshazzar, amen, got so big and bad and boasted about how he made the kingdom in Babylon. And God told him, said, if you don't humble yourself, I'm going to drive you out. I'm going to drive you out into the wilderness and make you eat grass for 7 years. I'm going to make dew come up on your feathers. I'm going to let you grow claws. I'm going to let you grow a beak and that you will eat the grass. For 7 years, God brought a judgment upon Belshazzar. By him doing that, they tell me, and then later on, he said that his wings was plucked. He stayed out there like a bird eating grass for 7 years. Until the 7 years was up, then God brought him back into the kingdom and plucked his wings, that he stood up on his feet upright because he was on his hands and knees eating grass, nothing but grass for 7 years because God wanted to prove to him there's no God like him. There's no God like the God of Abraham and of Jacob. There's no God like the God of gods and the Lord of lords. There's no God like the one of Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley, the wonderful, the almighty God. He's a God beyond all gods. And besides him, there was no other. And after all the other gods are dead and gone, God will still be because he rules and he super rules and he will rule. So Babylon and Belshazzar's heart was given back to him. And he stood up on his feet, and he recognized that it was the God of heaven that gave him and set him and bring him down. That was the first kingdom after the Egyptian Empire and after the Assyrian Empire. Then the Babylonian Empire came, and this was the first one that Daniel reckoned. So Babylon was the one of the gold head. And then to tell me, and another beast like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth of it, between its teeth of it. And they said unto him, arise, devour much flesh. This represents the Median and Persian Empire. The Median Empire was like bear. It was like a bear. It ate and devoured much flesh upon earth. It's just like the ones that exist today. Iran and Iraq represent the ancient Medo-Persian Empire. In the time of Daniel, the Medo-Persian Empire was a ruthless empire, and they devoured much flesh upon the earth and devoured. And then Daniel said, after this, beheld, lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and beast had four heads, and dominion was given into it. This represents Alexander the Great and the Grecian Empire. The Grecian Empire was a powerful empire. It had four wings, and these four wings represent the rapid of conquering that Alexander had done. And after the death of Alexander the Great, it broke into four heads. In other words, these four heads broke up into four districts, and the four districts were ones that took the inheritance of Alexander the Great, and that kingdom fell. And after this, I saw in a night vision, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. In that day, there was barbarians that had different kingdoms. Amen. They had 10 of them. That was the past. Now we're talking about the present, and we're going to talk about the future. But in this case, Daniel was talking about in that time, referring to the time that is to come. And that time was the end to come, was the revived Roman Empire. In other words, he was saying there's going to be a revival of the Roman Empire, because Rome fell in 476 A.D. After it fell, it didn't last. It didn't come back into existence. It didn't come back into revival. It didn't come back to be revived until 1948. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to work with this eighth verse. I consider the horns. Behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. This verse is dynamic. This verse right here is out of sight. Listen to what it says. I consider the horns. And he said, I consider the horn that came up, and there came up among them another little horn, whom there were three of the first horn plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn, this specific horn, were eyes like eyes of a man. In other words, this is intelligent. This is a man. This horn represents a man and his power. And his mouth speaking great things. And this mouth that spoke great things, and we know the only mouth that speak great things against God. Listen to me. The only thing, the only entity, the only angel, Lucifer is the only angel in heaven that speaks against God. The reason why, because God booted him out of heaven forever. He never will be able to enter into heaven anymore. And not only that, but Lucifer took one third of the Madrid of angels that he talked to and converted them over to rebellion against God Almighty. He took one third of the angelic host, and they were cast out to the earth. I'm going to talk about that. Satan was cast out to earth. Why was Satan cast out from the earth? Here's the reason why Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, and all his angels were cast out. Here's the reason. In the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? The modern day Luciferians. Luciferians, it comes from Lucifer. The Luciferians today is an authentic setup from Lucifer. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? The nations of the world are weakened by Lucifer. The nations of the world is gone mad. The nations of the world are killing each other. The nations of the world is wars and wars and rumors of war. The nations of the world are rebelling against God through Lucifer. And Lucifer got the nations of the world weak. They're weak. We got racial injustice. We got all kinds of killing and murdering. We got all kinds of homosexualism and drug addicts and adultery. We got all kinds of sodomites. And this is because of Lucifer, because he has weakened the nations around the world. There's about 6.8 billion people on the planet of the earth today, and majority of them are under the influence of Lucifer. That's why the world is such a mess, because Satan stole the commitment from Adam and Eve to disobey God in the Garden of Eden. And ever since then, Satan has had control of the human race. And although Satan has hold of the human race, God said, I will bring some out of the bound of Lucifer. And then what we see, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? You the son of the morning, you the music man, you the one that directs the choir. You the one that protects God's throne. When God leaves his throne, you protect his throne. You're not allowed to sit on it. You're allowed to look at it, but you're not allowed to sit up. So don't get no ideas that you can overthrow God. And listen, he said, for thou, this is Lucifer now. Lucifer said, for thou hast said in thine heart. Here is where the trouble started. The first war that ever recorded was in heaven, the first war. Listen what happens to Lucifer and see what he had in his mind. He said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. I will sit also up on the mount of the congregations in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Now listen, he said, I'm going to be just like God. I'm going to rule better than God. I'm going to take over the universe. I'm going to take over heaven, the earth, the stars, the moon, the throne of God, the galaxy, the cosmos. I'm going to rule on my own. This is what Satan had in his mind. He said, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. So Lucifer wanted to be like God. He wanted to rule like God. He wanted to speak like God. He wanted to create like God. He wanted to be just like God, but he cannot be like God. He cannot do the thing that God did. He never would be a God. He is a God, but he owns the God of this age. He wants to take over God's power. He wants to take over God's throne. He wants to rule, and he will never rule above God. The only thing Satan had the power over, he's ruling man on this earth right now. He's ruling man. And man said, I want to be ruled by Lucifer. Let me let the devil use me. Man said, I don't want God to use me. Man, he said, I don't believe in God. Man, he said, I'm better than God. Men are talking about God like never before. Men are using his name in vain. Men are denying his name. Many are denying the salvation that he brought to Jesus Christ on the planet today. And the devil saying, I'm going to take over. I'm going to take over. I'm going to build my own kingdom. But he don't realize he's going to build seven kingdoms up on this earth, and none of them have lasted no more than over 300 years. We got the Egyptian Empire. It went down the tube. We got the Assyrian Empire. It went down the tube. We got the Babylonian Empire. It went down the tube. We got the Median Persian Empire. It went down the tube. We got the Grecian Empire, Alexander the Great. It went down the tube. We got the Roman Empire, and it went down the tube. And the devil said, well, I done messed up. It seemed like I can't overthrow God. And he's saying in the last days, I got one more opportunity. Yes, I do, to rule the world. I got one more opportunity to deceive man and damn man and confuse man. I got one more opportunity to try to overthrow the power of God. But he's a wasting his time because he's the biggest fool of all fools, thinking that he could overthrow the eternal God, the Elohim, Jehovah Jireh. He thinks he can overturn Yahshua. He thinks he can overturn the Messiah. He thinks he can overturn the one that suffered and died on Calvary's cross and keep him in the grave and keep him from resurrecting again. He thought he could kill Jesus Christ to get rid of the power of God. But what he did, he ignited the power of God because on that third day morning, with all power in heaven and earth, Jesus Christ got up out the grave by the power of God and stayed up on earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And then when he did that, he told the disciples, go on back down to Jerusalem. I'm going to send you some power from on high that you can be a witness for me to the utmost parts of the earth. And the devil said, I lost that battle, but he's still trying. He's still trying to overthrow God. And he's going to fail because, number one, listen to the 15th verse, what it said. He said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Satan is going to hell. He's on his way to hell. He got a ticket ride to hell. And he said, to the sides of the pit. He's going to be in the pit. And listen to this. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, it's the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness. Good God Almighty. Satan made the world today a wilderness. It's a mad world. People are killing and raping. People doing all kinds of wicked. I can't even name the stuff that people are doing. They have made this world a wilderness. It's almost unfit to live in. Oh, we got diseases. We got corona. We got black plague. We got all kinds of diseases that have spread out through the world and they're destroying people. And they say, God made a world of wilderness and destroy the cities. Look at our cities. Our cities are being destroyed. There are that open not the houses of prison. Our prison houses are full. All the kings of the nations, even all them that lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as a raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down through the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. The devil is doomed. He's doomed for hell. You see in the book of Isaiah exactly what happened to Lucifer. And Lucifer is on his way down this very day, this very minute. But he's only got a few more days left, a few more years left. Amen. God is going to let you know what he's going to do to Satan in the seventh chapter. Let's go back to the seventh chapter now. It says, his eyes, the eyes of a man. And this here horn that's coming up, we're going to find out what horn is this. We're going to find out where this horn came from, what this horn represents. The horn in the Bible represents power. So this man speaking, this little horn that's speaking, is going to have a powerful mouth. He's going to have a blaspheming mouth. And his eyes is the eyes of a man. So he's going to be a man. And Lucifer is going to use him as this year, the 11th horn. And we're going to find out when we get the 11th horn in due time. So you stick with me, and we're going to come up with the answer in the word of God. It says, and I beheld till the throne was cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair on his head was pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and the wheels as burning. And a fiery stream came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. And I beheld because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Listen, and I beheld. Then because of the great, of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and the body destroyed and given into the burning. Well, this horn that I'm talking about, let me tell you what it represents. And then I'm going to tell you where it's coming from. This horn represents the Antichrist, the 11th horn. The 11th horn, get me now, got to stay with me. The 11th horn represents the Antichrist. And at the end of this year's session, I'm going to show you what country he's coming from and how old he is and how tall he is and what his position is right now. Ooh, Lord have mercy. This is real. This is real, brother. This is real, sister. I'm talking to you the bottom of my heart. I'm coming from the word of God, nothing but the word of God. So help me, the Lord God Almighty, that stretches his hand from heaven to earth and touch my heart to let you know this Antichrist is alive, and he's a man, and he's going to speak great things against the Most High, and he's got eyes, and he's going to be the Antichrist has come that's going to fool the world and believing that he is Jesus Christ before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. Yes, I'm looking for Christ. I'm looking to meet Christ in the air. So what we got, he says, I beheld even till the beast that was slain and his body destroyed, even to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. And I saw in the night vision, behold, one like the Son of Man, which came with clouds of the Ancient, come with clouds in heaven, and he came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there were given to him dominion and glory and kingdom, that all the people and nations and languages should serve his dominion, his everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his dominion and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now, between the time of the body of the Antichrist being destroyed and the flame being destroyed, he will be destroyed at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
because Jesus Christ don't come to after the 7-year tribulation, after the Antichrist has did his job. Then at the end of the tribulation come, Christ will come back in power and great glory with dominion and with the thrones and with the myriad of angels, and they will set the judgment to destroy the Antichrist and the false prophet. And Daniel said, I saw in the night vision one like the Son of Man coming with clouds. He's coming from heaven with clouds. And when he comes from heaven with clouds, he's coming back with, now, I hope you get a hold of this. He's coming back with clouds, and he's coming back with the church, with the church, with the church. Because the church is going to be ratcheted up before the Antichrist comes. When the Antichrist comes on the scene and be recognized as being Jesus Christ, it's going to be worldwide, worldwide. He's going to say that he's Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And we have the modern technology to do it around the world. So people are going to see this man come on the scene. And when he come on the scene, he's going to say that he is Jesus Christ. And he cannot come on the scene and become public to the world until the body of Jesus Christ be removed from the planet. When the body of Jesus Christ be removed from the planet, then he's going to come on the scene, and the church will be in heaven being judged at the judgment seat of Christ, and they will be judged for the works that they have done while they were here on earth, and we will be in heaven for 7 years. Get a hold of it now. The church is going to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be in the air in heaven for 7 years. Why on earth the Antichrist will be here and he will rule and reign for 7 years. So the 7 years that we'll be in heaven, Antichrist will be here on earth doing his thing. When he comes on the scene, he will be coming on a peace platform for the last 6,000 years. People have been looking for somebody to straighten this world out. They have tried the Clintons. They have tried the Bushes. They have tried the Kennedys. They have tried nations and leaders and dictators. They have tried every man, every human being, man. They have tried to make the world a better place, but it made it worse and worse until it got so bad that the population of Earth are saying, when are we going to come to a place where we can have peace and nothing but peace? Well, I can tell you, there ain't going to be no peace. There ain't going to be no cease of war. There ain't going to be no cease of killing. There ain't going to be no cease of racial injustice until Jesus Christ comes back to this earth. The only peace that we can have and know is the Prince of Peace, because man is not going to bring peace to this earth. Man is not going to live on this earth continually with the devil in power and make it better, because the devil don't want the world to get better. He wants it to get worse. He wants to destroy the souls of men. He loves confusion. He loves wars. He loves killing. He loves rape. He loves drinking. He loves dancing. He loves it. He loves it. And known with men are under the influence of the devil and his Beelzebub critters and all his imps and all his pimps. This world is going to be a mess pot. It's going to be a cesspool of sin, and no man is going to be able to get rid of sin because he's a sinner born in sin. The only one that can get rid of sin and destroy sin is the great God of Zion, and that is Jesus Christ, because he was God Almighty in the flesh, and he died and rose again to destroy the power of sin, death, hell, and the grave. And the only way you can have an experience with it is you got to accept him in your life. And when you accept him in your life, you've got the power over the grave, over sin and death. You don't have to worry about dying and going to hell. You don't have to worry about knowing where you're going before you die. Because if you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, that's the only way you can get to heaven. Because because you can't work your way to heaven. You can't jive your way to heaven. You can't compromise your way to heaven. You can't pay your way to heaven. You can't look beautiful and get to heaven. You can't go to heaven off your mama. You can't go to heaven off of your daddy. You can't go to heaven off of your status quo or who you know or who you don't know. You can't go to heaven by no means of your own power. The only power that you can go to heaven off of is the power that's in Jesus Christ. Yeah, he is the one, and I know he's the one, because what he done for me, he can do for others. He saved my soul from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He can do you the same way. Listen to what Daniel said. Daniel said he's going to come with clouds. And this scripture is referring at the end of the tribulation period. And he said, and there was given to him glory and kingdoms, and all the peoples and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting. This is the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's everlasting, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. And that kingdom is a millennial kingdom. Good God Almighty, when Jesus Christ comes back to this earth with the church, he's going to destroy Lucifer, the devil, the Beelzebub, the old red dragon, the old serpent. He's going to eliminate the false prophet, and he's going to start the millennium reign. That's the kingdom of God in which there all the sin will be deliquidated. With God, we'll get rid of it. And the old serpent, the devil, he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit. And he's going to be there for 1,000 years. Because when Christ comes back, he's going to rule and reign upon the earth without the devil ever being around. The only sin that man will have to deal with during the millennium is the unbelief. And that unbelief is man's sin. That's one sin God is going to prove to humanity, that you cannot blame everything on the devil. And there's one sin you cannot blame on Satan. There's one sin you cannot blame on Satan, and that is unbelief. And God is going to prove it during the millennium reign. Woo! Six dispensations. Let me go back and refresh your memory. Six dispensations that God has given man an opportunity to reconcile himself back to God. The first opportunity was innocent, and Adam and Eve got an F. The second opportunity was conscious, and that was during the time of Noah. And man got a house. The next one was self-government, the Tower of Babel or Nimrod. And man got a house. The next one was law, when Moses received the tablets on top of Mount Sinai. Within 24 hours, they had broke every law that God wrote and gave to Moses, and they got a house. Man can't got a house. He's fucking. He flunked it. He got a straight house. The next one was promise. God promised that he would send his only begotten son. Oh, my God. He said, I'm going to send my only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because if you reject Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you refuse to repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, because we all are filthy. We all have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We all are worse to go to hell. But Jesus Christ loves us so much that he sent his own son. And after he sent his own son, man got a house. He didn't believe it. When Christ was born, only about 5 people recognized that this was the Messiah. That was Mary, Joseph, the wise men, the shepherd boys, and Simeon and his wife recognized that this was the Messiah. This was the Son of God. This was God in the flesh. This was the crucified one. This was the Savior of the world. This was the one that's going to go to Calvary and die for the sins, that I don't have to go to hell because of the fallen race that Adam brought forth. I can repent of my sins and be reconciled back to God. God through the blood of Jesus Christ. No, no, you ain't going to heaven by being a Baptist. You ain't going to heaven by being a Presbyterian. You're not going to be in heaven by being a Masonry. You're not going to heaven by being belong to the secret society. You're not going to heaven by being a Jehovah's Witness. You're not going to heaven by being a Presbyterian. You're not going to heaven because that's a religion. That's a denomination. The only way you can go to heaven is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And if you don't believe me, go back to Egypt and see what they did with the blood on the doorpost. They said, get a lamb and cut it, the jugular vein, and take hyssop and put the blood, hyssop in the blood, and make a mark upon the doorpost, one on top and two on, one on each side. And I'm going to send death by that night. And I don't see no blood. Death is going to come upon that firstborn. And then he said, when I see the blood, I pass over. That was the Old Testament atonement for sin. The lamb was the old way for atonement for sin. But that ran out. That was running out because men were sinning so bad. They were killing all the animals and there were no more animals. You had to wait. There's no power in the blood of the lamb. There's no power in the blood of goats and turtle doves. It was just a type and shadow of a battle sacrifice. But the only way that man could come back to God, the Son of God had to become man. God himself had to become man and have a blood system that was purified, that was sanctified, that was holy, that was precious. And he let it be shed on Calvary's cross. Because through the blood, man can be redeemed. And that's the only sacrifice God could get to bring man back to God. And that's the sacrifice that men and women, boys and girls are rejecting today. And they're rejecting it by the millions and by the thousands and by the millions and millions of people is rejecting the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you reject the blood of Jesus, and when judgment comes, if you have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you have not been born again, if you have not been redeemed, if you have not been sanctified and justified by faith, we have peace with God. If you haven't been down in the water in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and come up walking in the newness of life, if you say, I once was lost, but now found, blind, but now see. If you can't sing that song, you're in a serious trouble. Because you've got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. So at the end of the tribulation period, Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit. And the Lord God Almighty is going to rule and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. But before the end of the tribulation, we're going to go back to the beginning of the tribulation and find out where this Antichrist is coming from and where he is today and what is his position. This is what Daniel said. And Daniel was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body. And the vision of my head troubled me. I came near to one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of this matter. So he told me and made me to know the interpretation of these things. He said, these beasts, which are four kings, which shall rise up out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and forever. That's the millennial kingdom. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all other beasts. Listen to me now. Here we go. Diverse from all other. Exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devour, break in pieces, and stamp the residue with his feet. And the 10 horns. All right, here we go. The 10 horns. You take note now. The 10 horns that were in his head. And of the other what? The other which came up. And before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes. All right, now, here we go. And a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And I beheld the same horn that made war with the saints prevail against them. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. In other words, at the end of the seven-year tribulation, at the end of the seven-year tribulation, at the end of the seven-year tribulation, God is going to come from the Ancient of Days. The judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. That's the saints of God, not the local churches. There ain't going to be no local church. It's going to be the saints of God, the baptized ones, the redeemed ones. The time came that the saints possessed the kingdom, the holy people, God, including Jews and Gentiles, black and white, yellow and green, from all four corners of the earth. Amen. The saints of God that received Christ in their lifetime as the personal Savior and was sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And up on the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, shall devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break it to pieces. Now, Antichrist, this demon-possessed angelic Luciferian being will come a dreadful terror. You talking about midnight. You talking about fright night. This demon beast, this devil is going to be terrible. He's going to be ferocious. Now listen. And this dragon will break down and wear out the saints. A great persecution is coming upon the earth in the future against the Jewish people and against all Christians. All Christians. You hear what I said? I said all Christians, born again Christians. Christian means like Christ. People who have received Jesus Christ in their life is a Christian. And you cannot take Christianity and dilute it with no other religion to put it in there and try to make it fit your shoes. It won't fit. Christianity is not a religion. Oh, no, it ain't. It's not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. You cannot get to God unless you come through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. If you want to get to heaven, if you want to know who God is, Jesus Christ said, you got to come to me. You got to repent to me. You got to confess me. You got to admire me. You got to worship me. You got to repent of your sins and receive me in your life. And when you come to that, I'll introduce you to God Almighty. And when you come to know Jesus Christ, you know God Almighty right there on the spot. Because what? God is Jesus Christ in the flesh. And if you acknowledge him, he will confess your name before the Father, and you can receive Christ in your heart through the Holy Spirit by the shed blood. No blood, no salvation. You hear what I said? No blood, no salvation. Human beings got to have blood to live. If you don't have no blood in your body, you are dead. You're a dead donor. You've got to have a blood system in order to live a physical life. In order to have a spiritual life, somebody had to die for you and shed their blood for you, that through that blood of Jesus Christ, he can, what, interfuse you with the Holy Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you can receive life. Whoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever believeth not shall be damned. Good folks don't go to heaven. Bad folks don't go to hell. Saved folks go to heaven, and lost folks go to hell. Woo! You hear what I said? I said, good folks don't go to heaven. Bad folks don't go to hell. Saved folks go to heaven. Lost folks go to hell. Can you understand that? You're not saved by works. Works can't save you. Works can't redeem you. Works can't make you shout. Works can't change your life. Nothing can change your life but Christ. He'll call you out of darkness, out of sin, out of degradation, out of whoremongering, out of lesbianism. He'll call you out of homosexual. He'll call you out of drunkards. He'll call you out of drug addicts. He'll call you out of the prison. He'll call you out of the dark world of damnation and give you life eternal through Jesus Christ and him only. Not Farrakhan, not Daddy Grace, not Father Divine, not Jim Jones, none of those quacks will ever give you eternal life. They say they call them God. That God didn't call nobody like that. The only one God called was his son, Jesus Christ. He called himself, and then he went out and told them, I'm going to call you to be disciples of men and go to the world and what? Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't preach nothing else but Jesus Christ, him saved and crucified. Preach about his birth. Preach about his miracles. Preach about his healing. Preach about his suffering. Preach about his death. Preach about how he hung high and stretched wide. Preach how they took him off the cross and laid him in the grave. Preach. Woo! How he stayed in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. Preach! How he got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and in earth. Preach! Come on, preach it, preacher. Preach! How he told the disciples, go back down to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. Gonna send you some power from on high and you'll be a witness with me. Preach! That how he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again. Preach! He said, before I come back, the world will be in a chaotic condition. Preach! He's going to blow the trumpet one day, and the church is going to get up out the grave, and we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in there. Preach! When he come back in power and great glory, preach! And the world is not preaching it. The preacher is not preaching it. There's a hell to shun, and there's a heaven to gain. Preach about hell and where it's located at. Preach and tell folks who are going to hell. The liars, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the homosexuals are going to hell. They ain't going to hell for what they're doing. They're going to hell because they reject to turn from their wicked ways and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost so they can be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Because God will forgive you whatever you've done. He'll forgive you of your sins. I ain't through yet. I got 45 minutes. This is what it said. This is what Daniel said. In the 20th verse of Daniel, it says, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, all right, the other, which came up and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellow. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying that this horn that I'm talking about, these 10 horns are mentioned in the book of Revelation. These 10 horns represent power. They represent 10 European common market nations that existed before Daniel, during the time of Daniel, and the future. There's 10 horns that was organized because the 10 horns represent the revive of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire fell in 476 AD and it hadn't been revived until a year called 1948. 1948, the Roman Empire was beginning to be revived because Daniel said, I saw 10 horns, and the 10 horns represent the revival of the Roman Empire that's called the NATO nations today. It's called the European Common Market. Three things happened in 1948, and that was Israel became a nation for the first time over 2,600 years. It became a nation by President Harry S. Truman. Signed a Declaration of Independence saying the Jews have a right to come back in the land. That was the beginning of the revival of the Jewish nation to become a nation for the first time over 2,600 years. And ever since 1948, the Jews have been in the land, and they are going to celebrate the 73rd anniversary, May the 14th, 2021, because the Jews are going to come back into the land before Jesus Christ comes, because the Jews got to meet the false Messiah, which they think is the true Messiah, but he will be the Antichrist. And the Antichrist, as I go on a little further, I'll show you who the Antichrist is. All right. Here we go. It said, I beheld the same horn, made war with the saints, and rebelled against them. The Antichrist is going to fight against the saints of God during the tribulation period. They're going to try to wipe out the saints of God. This horn, this anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-sanctified, anti-justified, anti-holiness, anti-against all righteousness. The devil is anti, meaning that he's against God. He's against the Bible. He's against the sanctification. He's against the crucifixion. He's against the resurrection. He's against everything that God done, because it's done in righteousness. And Satan don't like righteousness. He hates the righteous, and he loves unrighteousness. Woo! How long will he fight against the saints? Until the Ancients of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints shall possess the kingdom. That's the millennium kingdom. And he said the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be the first from all kingdoms, and shall devour the what? The whole earth. Shall turn it down and break it to pieces. He's going to break down the whole world into pieces. Who? This Antichrist? This 11th horn? This 11th horn that I'm getting ready to tell you right now exactly who's the 11th horn? But I got to tell you first, the 10 horns that will be in position as NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is in power right now, known as the New World Order that NATO is going to bring into existence, and it's already in the making. They're already getting everything ready for the Antichrist to come. So if they're getting it ready now, the Antichrist is waiting till the final act will take place, and that is the body of Jesus Christ will be gone. Listen to what it says. And the 10 horns out of this nation are the 10 kings that shall arise. All right, here they are. The 10 kings that's going to rise and be the 10 horns. In 1948, 10 countries came in to start the revival of the Roman Empire. Here are the countries that exist today that's in place. Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, West Germany, United Kingdom, Denmark, Ireland, and Greece. And the last one that came in just before, after Ireland, was Greece, was the 10 European Common Nation horns. And they got power. And they're going to give this power to the 11th horn that come up, that had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things against the Most High. After the 10 horns had been in place,
The last one was Greece, 1981. Greece was the last horn that came in. And it took 5 years later for the 11th horn to come. When the 11th horn came, that's the horn that Daniel was talking about. The 11th horn had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things to the Most High, against the Most High. And this horn came into the European common market as the 11th horn. And the 11th horn, his name is Spain. Spain, Spain, Spain is the 11th horn of the European common market. And since Spain is the 11th horn of the European common market, Daniel said out of this country will come the Antichrist. Well, the Antichrist is the man of sin and the son of perdition. The Antichrist is the 11th horn that had mouth to say great things against the Most High. And he's alive today. His father is named Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos came from Rome. And from Rome, Generalissimo Franco called Juan Carlos in 1938 to come to Spain so Generalissimo could train him to be the next king of Spain. And when he came to Spain, he first was a prince. And after Generalissimo died in 1975, Juan Carlos became the king of Spain. When he became the king of Spain, from 1975 to 2014, he was the king of Spain. And Juan Carlos, good God Almighty, got married in 1962. When he got married in 1962, he married a princess, Sophia, and had two daughters and a son. And when he had his two daughters and a son, he named his son Felipe. Well, in 2014, Juan Carlos was in his 70s, and he was getting old and feeble and couldn't get around. So what he done, he gave the throne to his son, which was named King Felipe. And King Felipe became the king of Spain in 2014. And since 2014, he's been the king of Spain. And now he's 53 years old. And he's been trained by four armed forces. He knows 10 different languages. He has been around the world and traveled in different places. He's been seen on TV, on internet. But nobody is paying attention. But his descendants came down through the divinity throne of David. And the Spanish people belonged to Esau, good God Almighty. And Esau was a brother of Jacob. And so the Jews and the Spaniards are distant cousins. Esau was Jacob's enemy until Jacob found out that he had mistreated Esau. And by mistreating Esau, Esau was going to kill his brother Jacob because he had stole his birthright and gave his blessing to Jacob instead of Esau. And Esau started chasing Jacob all the way down to a place called Bethel. And he had 400 men getting ready to chase him down and running down and kill all his whole family, which was consisted of 70 people. And when Jacob found out that Esau was chasing him down, he stopped at Bethel, and there
He saw Jacob's ladder, and there he wrestled with the Lord God Almighty all night long until the day of dawn. And when the day of dawn came, the Almighty told him, "Let me go, Jacob. Let me go." And Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me," because Jacob knew he had done his brother wrong. And he wrestled and he wrestled until the broad daylight. And the Lord told him, "Let me go." And he wouldn't let him go until he hit him and knocked his hip socket out of joint. And so the Lord blessed him. And when Jacob saw his brother Esau, they wept. They wept. They cried. Because in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, the 7th verse, he said, "As it was in the days of Jacob, so shall it be a time of Jacob's trouble in the last days." And that Jacob's trouble will conclude in the last part of the 3.5 years of the tribulation period, when the nations of the world and all the kings and all the armies will try to eliminate the nation Israel. And already Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Syria, all those nations, and Libya and Ethiopia, they don't want the Jews in the land, but the land belongs to the Jewish people. And the Jews are going to be in the land when the Messiah comes back. But before the true Messiah comes back, the Antichrist will come and try to take the place of the Messiah. Now listen to what it says. "And the 10 horns out of the kings are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall divorce from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. These kings that came, these 10 kings that came, Belgium, Luxembourg, Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, West Germany, United Kingdom, Denmark, Ireland, Greece. Greece was the 10th nation, and Spain was the 11th nation. And since Spain was the 11th nation, out of Spain will come Felipe, King Felipe, who is the king of Spain right now, 53 years old, stands at 6'6". He's a handsome dude. He's so handsome that when he do come, he's going to have bold enough to say that he is Jesus Christ. And the Jews are waiting for him. The Jews are trying to predict when he's coming. The Jews are getting ready to build a temple for him. The Jews are getting ready to offer sacrifices and offerings as in the Old Testament. But sacrifices in the Old Testament is no longer in power, because when Jesus Christ comes, he eliminated the sacrifices of bulls and goats and turtle doves and red heifers. And so Jesus Christ said, "I am the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of man." And since God sent his only begotten Son, died on Calvary's cross, got up on the 3rd day morning, they tell me now the only way that you can receive salvation is through the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Woo! So, we got King Felipe is the Antichrist. Go on your Facebook. Go on YouTube. Go down to the library, to Whitaker Encyclopedia. Go on down there to Britannica Encyclopedia. And you will find out, it will come out, King Felipe is the Antichrist. He will fulfill the 7-year tribulation. He is waiting in the wing for the proper time for him to come on the scene. And if you don't believe that Satan is behind this, I'll give you some scriptures to prove to you in the book of 1 Thessalonians. It says in 1 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, Second Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, the 2nd Thessalonians, excuse me, 2nd Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, 1st verse. Now listen to this. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. And this Antichrist, King Felipe, will be what? Induced. induce, incarnated. The devil will actually incarnate him. He will invade his body. Satan will enter into his body. And now we're dealing with entities that are in space. And these entities are known as demonic demons. In the book of Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, 6th chapter, it says this, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul said, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against the prince power of the air. We're wrestling against devils. We're wrestling against UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We're wrestling against entities which are demons, fallen angels, are getting ready to come down here on this planet, my friends. Let me tell you the truth. The devil is getting ready to come down here and infiltrate this world. He's already got the world in a mess. Instead of the people calling on the name of Jesus, they're calling on the name of Satan. People are worshiping the devil more than they worship God. They're worshiping the devil, and they're getting ready for an invasion. It's already been published in the Bible that there is entities in the world. There are demons. There are UFOs. There are unidentified flying objects. There are wicked angels in first and second heaven. Devil used to be, Lucifer used to be in the third heaven, but now he's in the first and second heaven. And now he's been lodging up there for the last 6,000 years, and he's the god of this world. He's the god of this age. He rules people. He controls people because people want to be controlled by him. People love him. People adore him. People worship him. People sell their souls to him. They'll do anything to please him and to please themselves, because he's a god of this world. And by him being the god of this world, he rules humanity. He can't rule the whole world now. He's just ruling humanity. He rules the economical system. He rules the political system. He rules the religious system. We got a whole lot of religion, but we don't have no salvation today. We got a whole lot of people saying, Lord, 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 but they don't know him in heart. They don't know him in the spirit. They don't know him in the intent of their heart and their soul. They just know him by lip service and head service. And the devil's saying this, I'm coming, and I'm coming with my whole cohorts. I'm coming with all my demons. I'm coming with all my UFOs and flying saucers. I'm coming to this earth, and I'm going to wreak havoc over it. And the reason he can wreak havoc over it, because people have turned their back on the God of heaven. And when you turn your back on God in heaven, and you refute him, and you deny him, and you reject him, you're on your own. You ain't got no power to resist the power of Satan, but through Jesus Christ. That's why people are taking drugs and going sex crazy. They're trying to find something, oh, to give them some kind of strength. But let me tell you, sin will damn your soul. If you ain't doing nothing but walking in unbelief, your soul is damned, because you will not believe on the very, very Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, became a human being. And by him becoming a human being, he had to have a blood system. He had to have a blood system to be like man, because man got a blood system. And God became like a man and had a blood system. And that blood was powerful, more powerful than atomic bombs. All the bombs in the world cannot outdo the blood of Jesus Christ. He'll blow sin to smithereens. He'll blow sin right out of your soul and come in there and suck with you and give you a power that you ain't never had before. Basically, before you die, make sure you know Jesus Christ. make sure you know Jesus Christ. Because I'm here to tell you by the word of God and by the spirit of God and by what Christ did on the cross to save you from hell, there is a hell. There is a hell. There is a hell that the wicked will descend into. Don't be in that number. Please don't be in that number. Don't be a fool and believe everything you hear. You don't know something, the Bible says, man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Ask God. Pray to his son, Jesus Christ, and ask him to give you some enlightenment on what's going on in the world today. And I guarantee you, God will woo you in and bring you in that you don't have to go into eternal punishment. Oh, please don't go. Oh, I plead you. I beg you. I beg you on my hands and knees, don't go to hell. Receive Christ in your life. Amen. Listen, I got some more for you. I ain't through yet. Woo. He said, now I beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto him, be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled neither by spirit, nor by words, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin, Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition, Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all. That is called God. That is worship. So that he has God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is an antichrist. Apostle Paul said, this is what Daniel was talking about. He backed Daniel up. Daniel backed him up. This is the man that's going to sit in the temple in Jerusalem when the Jews prepare to rebuild their temple. They got the spot already. They got all the utensils. They got all the material. They got the priesthood. They got all the vessels. They're waiting for the two red heifers to come. They're getting ready to reestablish Judaism, but Judaism cannot be reestablished. They only can go through the motions. And the Antichrist is going to be well-loved because he's going to agree with what the Jews want, and he's going to give it to them. So now, if the Jews are getting ready to build a temple within the next 18 months, the Antichrist has to be alive. He has to be a king. He has to go through the prince procession. He has to be well-standing. And not only that, but King Philippe belongs to the royal elite Illuminati's. He's a full-fledged Illuminati. He's a full-fledged belong to the Kabbalah. He knows dark senses. He's going to predict things that's going to happen. And he's going to be well-loved by the world because the world loves amazement. But there's no identity that can say that he is the true Christ because he has no identification. He has no identification. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, cannot be identified by the miracles he's done. He cannot be identified by the suffering he's done. He can be identified by the hanging he's done. He can be identified by dropping his head between the locks of his shoulder and died, and identified by being put in the grave. He can be identified by 3 days and three nights. He can be identified by the third day he got up with all power. He can be identified by going back to heaven and saying, I'm coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Jesus can be identified, but this Antichrist cannot be identified as being the true Christ. Because he don't have no nail prints in his hand, no nail prints in his feet.
He ain't done no miracles like heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils in his name. He don't have identification. And the world, he never died. He never died. He never came back from the grave by himself. He never resurrected himself. He never told his disciples, go back down to Jerusalem. I'm going to go back on high and see the power. He never had a witness. He don't have no portfolio. He just says he's Jesus Christ. And by the world, listen to me, by the world being blind, listen to me, the world being blind of the birth, of the ministry, of the healing, of the suffering, of the whippings, and of Jesus, they have no understanding of what Jesus done. They have no, they don't even believe that he died. They don't believe he was nailed to the cross. The world don't believe that. In fact, Apostle Paul said, preaching of the cross to those that are lost is foolishness to those that don't believe. The cross to the world is foolishness. But to those that believe, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I know the crucified Christ. I know him by faith in Jesus Christ. And the world will accept this Antichrist without any kind of identification because they do not believe in the burial and death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the main job that God knew he had to do. He knew he had to die. He knew he had to get up out the grave. He knew 3 days was enough. He knew he was going to go back to heaven. He knew exactly what he had to do at this. He wouldn't have did that. The whole creation from Adam all the way down to 2021, May the 6th, every soul, every boy, every girl would have to die and go to hell. The only thing that probably could go to heaven is a baby until they get age of accountability. But anything after 12 and 13 years old, be frankly with you, you've got to go to hell because of unbelief. But Jesus Christ did die. He did get up. He did suffer. And the Antichrist ain't do nothing but tell the people that he was Jesus. And the Jews rejected Christ coming the first time because he didn't do what they thought he should do. And Jesus Christ said, I didn't come to save the righteous. I come to call the sinner to repentance. And the Jews didn't like that. I didn't come to set up the millennial kingdom the first time. But when I come the second time, I'm going to set it up. And the Jews said, we wanted to do it the first time. And they didn't do it. They said, oh, well, you ain't our God. And then the Jews couldn't understand it. How in the world can God Almighty become a man? They couldn't receive that. But he said, many receive him. He give them power to become the sons of God. The 10 horns, so now y'all look. Check your Britannica and your Whitaker Encyclopedia. You'll find these 10 nations. And then the 11th nation is 1986. Spain came in. And that was 1975 when Juan Carlos was in for 10 years. And after 10 years, Spain had become a democracy country. And she could not join the European common market until she became a democracy country. And Juan Carlos brought it in. When he brought it in, he held it for 2000 till 2014. And when 2014 come, he was old
And he handed over the throne to his son, his only son. He had only one son, two daughters and one son. And when he was born just for that, 1968, June the 30th. And what you ought to do, I think what you ought to do, you ought to go down to the library, get on the internet, look up this man's name. They got 96,400 and some pictures of King Felipe and his family. 96,000 photos. I checked them out. I check them out every other day. 96,000 photos. And this is the only family in Spain that's got a genealogy chart that goes way back into the 1600s. And the Spanish people is the brother of the Jewish people. The Spanish people come from Rebecca, had two sons, Jacob and Esau. And they've been feuding ever since then. The Inquisition, 1492, the Spanish people persecuted the Jews and drove them to America. 1492, they put them in iron maidens, bought them in all, and stripped them down and drove them out of Spain. And in the book of Romans, Apostle Paul mentioned Spain two times because there was a unique place in Spain, and he knew about the genealogy of Esau and Jacob. And now we're getting ready in the tribulation period for the time of Jacob's trouble, which is mentioned in Jeremiah 30:7. The Antichrist. Next week I'll come back and we'll show exactly what Daniel says in the 11th chapter, how he would be. 11th chapter, the 34th verse. It says this about the Antichrist. 11:34. Daniel said, and they that understood among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help, but many shall cleave them with flattery. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king, this is the Antichrist, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself, the Antichrist, and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of God, that's the God of heaven, the God of God, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that at the determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself, Antichrist. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his father knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stone and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most stronghold with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall call them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. And at that time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north come against him. This is a war going on. Like him, a whirlwind with chariots and horsemen and with many ships, he shall enter into the countries and shall overthrow and pass over. Antichrist is mentioned in the 11th chapter. the 11th chapter of Daniel gives his characteristics. He's going to be a demonic man, full and incarnated by the devil himself. The devil is getting ready to come to this earth. He is not on this earth yet. He's the prince power of the air now. And he dwells in the children of disobedience. But there's going to be an invasion up on this planet. My God, my God. Coronavirus ain't nothing compared to what's getting ready to hit. And if you don't know personally, uniquely, genuinely, that you haven't had a divine experience relationship with Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please do. Please acknowledge what season and time we're living in. Because there's an event that's going to come, going to convince majority of the world that this year Antichrist going to convince majority of the world that he is the true God, which he is not the true God. And what he's going to do in the middle of the tribulation period, in the middle of the seven-year tribulation period, in the 12th chapter of Revelation, and only in the 12th chapter of Revelation, there is going to be a galactical, I would say divine, I can't say inspired battle. It's going to be a ruthless battle in the heavenlies. Because Satan do not want to lose his position that he has now. Because he knows he's got to come down, 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 down. He's got to come down five times. Because he exalted himself five times. In the book of Isaiah, he exalted himself five times. And God said, you exalted yourself five times, I'm going to dethrone you. He cast him out of heaven. He cast him to second heaven, gonna cast him to the earth, gonna cast him to the bottomless pit, then he's gonna cast him into the lake of fire, Gehenna. And there he's gonna burn. So he's going down, down, down. But right now, he's the prince of all the air. He's in first and second heaven. That's why you see in a whole lot of activity in the heavenlies now. A lot of wicked angels and aliens are communicating with the Vatican. They are communicating with the armed forces. They're communicating with people who are communicating in the government. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The devil is in politics. The devil is in the religious. The devil is in the economical. The devil is in all things pertaining to the world, but he cannot get into anything pertaining to God. But he got people pertaining to what Lucifer got. Independence Day, the movie Independence Day, where this saucer comes down and invade the earth, that's real. That's real. But that's what man knows what's going on. The devil knows that. All these TV programs, X-Men and people flying through the air, supernatural powers, demonic demons disappearing and going through keyholes and flying through the air. These are demonic spirits that's working in the world today, and they're getting ready to come down here. Lucifer is getting ready to be cast to the earth. Listen to what Revelation says, 12th chapter, 9th verse. 12th chapter, 7th verse. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. This is the galactical war that's getting ready to happen in the middle of the tribulation period, in which the devil will do a false resurrection in the middle of the tribulation period. He's going to be assassinated by an assassin and killed with a deadly wound to the head. He's going to lay in the morgue for approximately 3 days and three nights, as Jesus done. Satan will be cast out of heaven, and all his angels will be cast out of heaven, and they will invade earth. When they invade earth, the Antichrist will lay in the morgue, and on the third day, Lucifer will incarnate himself inside of the Antichrist, and he will be resurrected from the dead and come up from the bottomless pit as the beast of the earth. And when he becomes the beast, he will demand that every man, woman, boy, and girl will receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead by the operation of an image of the beast, will propagate and make an executive order that if you will not receive the mark on your forehead or on your right hand, you will not be able to do nothing, neither sell nor buy nor go anywhere, in order for you to have the right of freedom. If you refuse the mark, they will actually take you to the guillotine and behead those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I get ready to leave, I want to say this to you. After the rapture of the church is over, God is going to send 144,000 in the first part of the tribulation. In the second part of the tribulation, he will send two witnesses. And these two witnesses will preach 1,260 days. 144,000 will preach 1,260 days. We'll make the period of 7 years of the gospel being preached by the Jewish nation. And during that time, many souls will be saved by the blood of the Lamb through the preaching of the Jewish nation. So they will be of their land. Nobody's going to drive them out. God is going to defend Israel and protect them so they can fulfill their mission. And God's going to bless those that pray for the Jew and pray for salvation for those that don't know who Jesus Christ is.